Yeah, but I think me and the fans and all of us, we don't deserve to be in the last 4 minutes of extra time with a heart in our hands. We deserve to finish this game with 2-3-0 and calm and relaxed and enjoying the last minutes of the game. And I had on the bench the kid Traore. I would love to play him in the last part of the game, and I couldn't too. So it's the pressure of the bad results. That's normal. But they coped well with it. The only thing we didn't was to score the chances we had. We had 2-3 chances in the first half, clear. In the second half, we hit the post. We had again a couple of important chances. We should score 3, 4, 5 goals, at least 2, and breathe. But difficult for us to score goals. So one goal, and then is to keep a clean sheet against a team that played very well defensively. And in the last 5-10 minutes of the game, nothing to lose. Let's have a try. Let's play direct and see what happened. But we coped well with that.
How important was the patience? Because you didn't panic, did you, until you got your goal?
No, we didn't panic. And I think it's quite frustrating for a team in a bad moment to arrive at a half-time 0-0, especially when we lost that huge chance minute 46. But yes, in the second half, the team was always trying and was playing. And we played basically with four attackers, with Eden playing as a second striker, with Pedro, with William. We play without a left back. We play the kid that is a winger to go forward and to bring us even more width and depth. So we played, I think, like in a moment of confidence. We were not afraid to play. We were not afraid of the responsibilities. So I think is a good victory for the boys and, you know, for somebody that tomorrow has to travel 8 hours from London to Haifa, plane plus bus, I think is a better way to do that trip.
You mentioned the word confidence there. Even the champions are human. What will it do going forward to those players today?
Well, speaking specifically about one, Diego Costa not scoring goals at Chelsea, not scoring goals for the national team. Today in the first half, missed 2 big chances. If he doesn't score this goal, is one more 50 kilo in his back for the next game. He scored a goal, a winning goal. Breathe, relax, enjoy the night, enjoy the feeling. I believe that it can be another play tomorrow, and this is just an example. But the team is playing okay. The players are doing well individually, and I think this victory, if the result is fake because we should score more goals.
And just finally, after all that's gone on, will you enjoy the winning feeling and enjoy Saturday night a little bit more, despite all that you've been through and all that you've won in the game?
Well, I have 2 big games to watch: Real Madrid, Barcelona, then in the Portuguese Cup, the Lisbon Derby, supporting Benfica. So I think a good meal in front of the television.